You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
A clear way for us to measure this is to take a look at the one committee in the United States Congress that's voted on this so far.
In a briefing yesterday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest said important lessons have been learned from the past trade deals. He called aggressive free trade one of the president's top legislative priorities.
Building support for trade promotion authority is among the top priorities.
Iowa has at least 5 new cases of bird flu, and that could lead to the death of 5 million more chickens. The Iowa Department of Land and Agriculture announced the new findings yesterday, saying the USDA will still have to confirm Asia influenza at the 5 sites. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Like what you're hearing?
You bet!
Listen to this live 365 broadcast and many more on your smartphone. Download your free software today at live365.com/smartphone. You know, turns out you can take it with you.
Cool!
Have all that much to do with climate change. The Florida senator spoke with CBS Face the Nation Sunday, saying he's not sure, quote, what percentage of climate change can be attributed to people.
What I said is humans are not responsible for climate change in the way some of these people out there are trying to make us believe, for the following reason. I believe the climate is changing because there's never been a moment where the climate is not changing.
Rubio said new regulations aimed at halting or reversing climate change would have a devastating impact on the economy. On CBS Face the Nation, Florida Senator Marco Rubio said he doesn't think gay marriage should be addressed at the federal level.
States have always regulated marriage, and if a state wants to have a different definition, you should petition the state legislature and have a political debate. I don't think courts should be making that decision.
Thousands of the nation's most violent criminals are now behind bars, including 70 from Indiana. The U.S. Marshals Service made over 7,000 arrests late last week as part of a month-long sting operation.
The federal hammer, with all federal resources and consequences, will be brought to bear.
Police say a bus taking dozens of UConn students to Massachusetts caught fire over the weekend. 4 buses were heading to Boston for a cruise when one began smoking. Over 30,000 people are without power in the South after severe storms struck the region Sunday.
Those storms are forecast to track across East Tennessee and into Georgia during the morning hours.
Meteorologist Rob Carolyn says the system remains on the move today. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It is 9:05, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're up to 47 degrees in Flemington. It's still raining outside. We're going to have some heavy downpours in and out. It's going to be finishing up for the most part about an hour or two from now. And then it'll be showers and thunderstorms for the rest of the day. A high of 68, winds east of 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Showers and thunderstorms likely, and a few storms may be severe for tonight. A low of 53, winds southeast of 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies tomorrow. For the afternoon, a high of 65. Partly cloudy on Wednesday, with during the morning hours and give way to showers and a possible thunderstorm in the afternoon, 62. Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy and a high of 54. Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, give way to cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 54. And on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon. Sunday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, 58. So it looks like the weather for the town of Clinton will be doing just fine. Why is that important? Well, you're going to learn about that in just a moment. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
I was born in Clinton in 69, just up this hill and just in time for those lovely folks of mine to get a deduction.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com. That is Greg Cagno, and he has developed a song for the celebration of Clinton. And we're talking about Clinton today. We're talking about doing Clinton. It's a weekend event. Happens every fall and spring here in Hunterdon County. And we're going to talk to four shopkeepers, retailers who are in Clinton today. I'm going to bring in my folks today. I have Tina Dansky from Eloquin's Gift Shop. I have Janet Pocella from Rogue's Gallery. I have Odelia Hallam from Refined Day Spa and Salon. And Joan Shamming from Baliche of Clinton, a wine shop. So good morning, ladies. Welcome to Good Morning Hunterdon. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing well. How are you?
Very good. So that was pretty cool. I just played that for the first time. I found that out there. I knew it was out there, but never decided to put it on. We have, every Thursday, I have Mayor Janice Kovach on talking about Clinton, and I had learned about doing Clinton from a number of different things. You guys do a fabulous job promoting this particular event every year. It is the fourth annual, is it not, Joan?
Yes, it is.
Let me get you up there. I didn't get your microphone up there. Yes, it is. Good morning, Joan. How are you?
Good morning.
There she is. It's the fourth annual, so you've been doing a fabulous job putting this together. This is your baby from the beginning. Is that right?
It is. I basically took the outside events that most towns have, flipped it upside down, and made the event about us.
Excellent.
And the locations are in all locations of business around town.
Right. Now, I had Al War on just a few minutes ago, and talk with Business with Al every Monday. And Al actually did an article about doing Clinton last week. And one of the things he noted from his article was that he spoke to one of the art shops over there, art supply shop. And that gentleman, his name escapes me.
Walter Hetzel.
Walter. He says he's been in the business for 37 years, and he says the big change is that they are, the town of Clinton is serving the people who want to come in and be entertained. And I guess that's what you're doing here, is it not?
Yes.
Clinton is about entertainment. So that's the reason we have the four of these shopkeepers here. So, Tina, tell us a little bit about what Eloquin's is all about.
Well, we're what we think is a rather unique gift shop, and we've been on Main Street. It will be 5 years on May 1st.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But it's a double-edged sword because my husband and I are retiring for the second time at the end of June.
Okay.
We're really looking forward to Joan's event, Doing Clinton, because it will give us an excellent opportunity to really sell our inventory. We're going to have a lot of flash sales going on, and we hope you'll come by to see us.
All right. So you're kind of, are you transitioning the store to somebody else? Or?
No, we are not.
Okay.
We have an eclectic array of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I want to give a shout out to all the people that have supported us throughout the past 5 years. And I really hope to see them, especially for Dewey Clinton. I hope
Excellent.
They come in and say hi to us and take advantage of everything that we have on sale.
Excellent. All right. So you're one of the rare businesses that makes it 5 years, but you're still closing just because you're changing the lifestyle.
Well, yes. This is our second retirement.
Yeah. Okay.
And we were relocating.
Okay.
For a number of reasons. Not because we haven't enjoyed ourselves in Clinton, mm-hmm. but there are certain things going on in our lives, and going south is just more suitable for us now. And we're old.
I'm with you there. I got my sights set on the south myself. All right. We got Janet Bushella, Rogues Gallery. What's up with your business?
So I started my store on in Clinton almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we originally had a small shop on East Main, and now we are on Old Highway 22, which brings a number of challenges in terms of getting people to find our store and make the trek from Main Street. But the one thing that we do, and I'm really happy again about doing Clinton, giving me the opportunity to do this, is we sell your items on eBay. So not only do we have a full-service art gallery, jewelry, collectible store, most of our items are consigned to us, and we go one step further and put the things up on eBay. So what we intend to do this week, or Saturday especially, is to offer free lessons in mobile apps that can use eBay or other online venues.
Okay. And now you specifically put only artwork on eBay? Is that
no? Whatever we get. So we
You said you had antiques.
We have antiques. I have two kayaks up there right now. I've sold.
Are they in the store?
No, not. Oh, but okay. We should like them to be, but they're not there yet.
Wow. Okay.
Last year I sold a teepee, a real giant-sized teepee. So we really. One thing that I like to say about my store, it is retail and it is eBay, but we're doing a really wonderful service to the community by giving them another outlet to liquidate some of their items, especially the older population who really could use some help and some funding. So this is a great, I think, community service as well.
Jana, have you met Tina? She's like getting rid of some inventory.
And Tina is one of my clients.
Together. We have been working together, and Jana's been doing a great
job.
That's funny.
I was doing it in jest, and it turns out you guys are one step ahead of me. That's funny. Adelia, welcome to Good Morning Hunter. And Refined Day Spa and Salon, where are you located?
We are located at 33 Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the second floor of a beautiful building on Main Street.
Okay.
So I opened up Refined Day Spa 8 years ago. I started out in Pittstown. And when I created the spa, I noticed that just about on every corner there's a salon, a spa, a nail salon. But no one was really doing anything different.
Okay.
So when I created the salon, my goal was to create an environment where, regardless of whether you were having your hair done, your nails done, or enjoying a relaxing facial, it was all about you. And it was a spa experience from the moment you walked in until the time you left.
Right. So your game plan is not necessarily the one specific service that people are looking for. It's to go above and beyond, a pampering, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We are a full service salon and spa. Mm-hmm. So regardless of what you're having done, when you walk in, from the moment you walk in, the beauty of the space, the scent of lavender, this beautiful music just transports you to a total place of relaxation.
Right. So you've created an environment that's just, I want to be there. As
opposed
to going to certain nail salons where you just go in, you sit in the waiting room, and they call you up, you put your name on the clipboard, and you go in and they get it done, and you're out and done, finished. That's the game. That's the niche that you are creating.
That's exactly right. And what really differentiates us is we, when you go into a lot of salons now, one person will wash your hair, another person will cut it, another person dries it, and you really don't get that true personalized one-to-one service.
Okay.
So that's what we really try to accomplish at Refined.
So you have like a personal concierge? Is that the?
We do. You stay with one person from.
Nice.
Yep. Throughout your entire experience.
From the time you come through the door, they're taking you from place to place, regardless of what you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that we do that really differentiates us is we're a healing hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, women, once we reach a certain point, we have to have our hair colored just about, what, maybe every 3 weeks? Three to four weeks.
Are you taking
weeks.
A survey?
And, funny. Okay. And, you know, a lot of hair colors right now are just loaded with chemicals. So
yeah.
What makes us different is our product is botanical based,
right.
No known carcinogens, and never been tested on animals.
Okay.
And the philosophy behind the company that makes a product is, in order to have really beautiful hair, you have to start from, you have to heal it, seal it, and protect it. And when I say protect it, I mean protect it from all the UV rays.
Okay.
So the more you use our product, the better condition your hair is in.
Excellent. Okay. Very excellent. Very good. And then Joan Balich of Clinton is a wine and gift shop. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, how do you differentiate yourself from other places or against the wineries themselves?
Okay. Well, we are kind of like a winery. We do not compete like with the liquor store. We don't sell all kinds of wines. We are associated with Balich Winery.
Mm-hmm.
They are the third oldest winery in the state. They are celebrating 50 years, so they've been around a long time.
Wow.
They make a wide array of wines, from dry reds and whites, semi-sweets. We have sparkling wine, and then we have their eight fruit wines, which are a lot of fun and
right.
very popular. Like a winery, we have wine tasting every day, so if somebody comes in and wants to sample wine, they can.
Excellent. So where is the winery located?
The winery is in Mays Landing South. It's about 20 miles west of Atlantic City.
Okay, I had no idea. I always thought you were just a wine shop, and now I know that you're kind of like a front store, a storefront, basically, for that,
yes,
is it?
Okay. Yes.
Excellent. All right. So now we've met all four of you. This is a great time for us to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about the event of doing Clinton and everything that's going to be planned for the next couple of days. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterdon County and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber.com. We have four businesses from the town of Clinton, and they're doing Clinton this Saturday and Sunday. And what are the hours, Joan? For
The event will run from noon until 4,
mm-hmm.
both Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent. And so far you put in a pretty good word for the weather. We're hoping for a little bit more sunshine, but certainly no, the rain is all going to get done before the week is out. So hopefully it'll be nice and dry. We've had two good weekends prior to this, so we're crossing our fingers. All these ladies that are representing businesses here, you've been participating in doing Clinton before. What's your mindset? What are the types of things that you are looking to do, and what's your strategy as a doing Clinton vendor or shopkeeper? Don't all jump in.
Moving product and getting to know more of the people in town.
Yep. So it's a two-way street, right?
It's a social event as well as a sales event.
Right. And this is what I talk to Mayor Kovach about this all the time. You guys have a more than a leg up on so many different towns. There's something about your town that promotes this type of social well-being. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. But it's there, and you guys keep promoting it. And it's these types of events that do that. So when the day starts, from past experience, around 9 o'clock, what usually happens? How many, you know, does the crowds come mobbing in, or people lined up at the door at 6 o'clock in the morning, or does it start to trickle in and then starts to grow?
Well, something I have noticed mm-hmm. with business, there are certain times of the day where yep. people will come in, lunchtime.
Of course.
Some people, they're not residents, but they work in the area, so they'll come in.
Okay.
Our shop, personally, on Sundays, you could almost set your watch at 3 o'clock. It could be a quiet Sunday because people were at church and had brunch.
Right.
And at 3 o'clock,
mom.
I have a lot of people come in.
Well, everybody's coming at 3 o'clock to get some wine.
Yeah,
come on.
It must be the bewitching hour.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think what makes Clinton unique is the fact that it has almost become a bit of a destination
yes.
for tourists.
Yep.
It's not unusual on any given day, even during the week, to have people standing on the bridge, taking photographs of the beautiful mill,
mm-hmm.
and just sort of strolling around town. I think the mill and the museum and the fact that we have a beautiful river running through the town
right.
Creates an ambiance that other small towns don't have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we have a great community surrounding us. Everyone in the community really, really, really wants to support local businesses.
Yep. No doubt.
And I think that's what keeps us alive.
I think what makes Clinton special, too, is that amongst the shop owners, I mean, I really like my fellow shop owners. They will help me out. I will help them out. I yep. think it's more of a community that way.
Absolutely. No, I see it all the time up there. I talk with a lot of the shopkeepers, and it's a very impressive place.
So expanding upon that, too,
yep.
Our location, we're right off of 78.
Right.
And there are so many people who have come in. I met my sister. She's in Pennsylvania. I'm up in Madison. So we're like a central location for meeting up with family and friends.
Yep. Yep. Janet, you had something?
I was just going to say, also, it is a destination. People do love to come and browse and see what's there.
Mm-hmm.
And that, coupled with the local, getting the local people to come and shop. Because sometimes it's hard when you're in it, you live in a town and you don't get downtown. I don't know why that is, but when you do get downtown,
that's funny.
There are so many fun things to do, even as a resident of Clinton. I live in Clinton, and you know, come in, have some ice cream, walk and get some yogurt, down at Just Chill, go over the bridge, go to the museum events, they're fabulous, and do a little shopping. I mean, there's a lot that's lot to be offered in a small town here, I think, and this event really does showcase that.
Yeah. The interesting thing about that is somehow I think a person that's living right near a particular destination always says, I can always go there. I can always.
It's true.
It's right there. I used to do this. I used to live a block away from the lake in Rockaway Township, and I don't think I was there once. I was there for 11 years. I never went there because I was always there. Never. So you know, it's nice to see that you folks continue to find ways to pique people's interest and curiosity to show up. So now most of you have participated. You've all participated in doing Clinton prior to this. Some have done it more than others, but what are you doing differently, and what are you doing this time? What is your events? What are you keeping? What's the entertainment like?
Okay. Well, so at Refined Day Spa, we're doing a demonstration of a technique called balayage.
Okay.
Balayage is a French word meaning to sweep or paint, and basically what it is it's a way to add beautiful, very natural, sun-kissed highlights to your hair.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing a demonstration at around 12 o'clock. And in addition to that, we're going to be doing hair color consultations, skincare consultations, and we're going to be offering our clients some nice little incentives for booking appointments and buying product that day.
Okay. So now when people come in at noon, are you setting up like a a little amphitheater type place or seats
for
everybody?
The demonstration?
Yeah.
So the demonstration will be held in the front room of our salon.
Okay.
And people will be able to just walk through the salon, and there will be seating, but it'll be more about walking around and just making the space your own that day, really. So the demonstration starts at noon, and it takes about an hour for the highlights to be put in, and then there's some processing time. So while people are waiting for the processing time, we're going to be doing spa tours.
Okay.
We're going to be doing some little mini martinis in our mani and pedi room.
All right.
So we're going to make it a fun event.
Excellent. And so people will get a sense of that environment that you're talking about.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be doing full spa tours.
Excellent. And Janet, what are you planning?
So, again, we want to, last year when I did it, I think it was the fall, Joan, was it not?
Yes.
We had a guess what this item is, you know, a vintage item, an antique item. We had a couple of those, and we offered gift certificates, if you guessed. This year, we're going to be in front of Baelish, again, to make it easier, but my store will be open, so we can send people over to my store on the other side. But what we're going to do this year is we're going to give demonstrations or help in what is eBay? Well, how do I, what is Etsy? How do I sell things on eBay? And I'm going to actually show people on their tablet or on their phone how they can access eBay, how they can sell, how they can search. By doing that, it gives them an idea of how much work we put into it on our end when they bring us an item.
Yep.
You know, how we actually do it, and give them some tips along the way.
Excellent. Okay, so I imagine that people are going to be able to see an item that may be in your store that's on eBay at that particular point?
Exactly. Okay. And we can go right to the item, we can go right to the store, we can teach them how to search. Just ballparking it like that.
Something I would like to mention about Rogues Gallery. You think eBay and like maybe a pile of things in a room because they're on eBay. Rogues Gallery is so pretty. It has all these pictures hanging on the high-ceilinged building. It shows so well.
Really
is somewhere you have to stop in and see it.
Thank you, John.
So you have artwork on on display as well?
Oh, yeah. And everything in our store is available for sale unless we have a bid on it on eBay. So you can come into my store, you can buy a piece of artwork off the wall.
Mm-hmm.
If we have it listed, we just end the listing. But you can pretty much shop just as a gift shop, or antiques, collectibles, artwork, jewelry.
Okay.
Things of that nature.
You have local artists? Are they?
We do have some local artists, okay. Yes, we do.
But some of the stuff is not necessarily local artists. That what I'm trying to understand?
Yes, that's correct. Because I never know from one day to the next what the consignor is bringing in.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, I had a Andrew Wyeth print up brought in. My consignor probably paid $10 for it. I was able to sell it for her for $250.
Awesome.
So we do a lot of research before we actually post the items on eBay.
Excellent.
So she was happy.
Yeah, I'm sure she was. So your connection, so to speak, is that somebody local most of the time knows about you and knows that, and they might have items in their home that they're trying to get rid of or sell, and so they bring it to you on consignment.
Exactly.
I got it.
And it's an interesting dynamic, because in this day and age we have a lot of people in their 40s and 50s who have inherited estates.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the stuff, they don't know what to do with it.
Sure.
And then we have the older population, same thing. They have a lot of things, their kids don't want it.
Right.
What are we going to do with it?
And it's potentially valuable.
Exactly.
They don't know that.
Exactly.
Do you do appraisals, or do you have somebody that you know that does appraisals to understand what the game plan
is? I do appraisals, but I am not a certified appraiser.
Okay.
So if they want it certified, I send them to David Rago or something like that.
Okay. So this way, if somebody's getting a game plan as to what the value of that particular item is, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And Tina, what are the items in your gift shop that your inventory that we're talking about in Eloquins?
Well, what we're going to do for Julian Clinton is a series of flash sales.
Okay.
For instance, the Nest fragrance line is a very, very popular item, and we never discount it because we don't have to. It sells itself.
Right.
But on Saturday afternoon, for instance, for about an hour or so, I'm going to give everybody 20% off Nest.
Wow.
We have the
Are you giving away the hour, or you're not?
Am I giving away? No, you have to come. What fun is it in giving away things? You have to come to see us.
I know.
We're giving away some samples of our Archipelago Bath and Body line.
Okay.
I have free little cream samples. And I may, I'm not 100% sure yet, I have to check it out again with my supplier, but we do focus on local suppliers for many of our jewelry products.
Okay.
One of them is a wonderful young lady from the Eastern area, and her medium lately has been copper. So I'm hoping she's going to have the time to come by to spend with us and the people coming into town for Julian Clinton, sort of a mini trunk show. So there'll be a lot of things going on, and I'll have different discounting again. Probably on Sunday, I'm going to do a flash sale on our certified international ceramic ware.
Wow. Okay.
So we have really eclectic product line, not to mention bamboo clothing.
Bamboo clothing?
Bamboo clothing.
Isn't that a little itchy or hard?
No, just the opposite. We have bamboo spa towels, too, that are actually three times more absorbent than cotton. And now I feel like a walking commercial, which I don't want to be.
That's okay.
But there are so many fun things to see and do at Julian Clinton.
Excellent. Excellent. And Joan, what's Belly doing?
Oh, we are going to have a special sangria I'm making with a blackberry wine.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a book signing by an author who has put together a guide of all the wineries in the state.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple out there that are written by organizations, but not every winery belongs to every organization.
Right.
So he will be there both Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have samples of some of our gourmet products as well.
Okay.
Let me mention a couple of the things you could see so far that doing Clinton is a fun, interactive event It's also educational. Mm-hmm. It's relaxing.
Right.
And fun. We have 46 businesses are part of it.
Mm-hmm.
There will be activities for children. The Clean Plate restaurant is having a coloring contest where they can make a picture on a paper plate
okay.
to go along with their name of the restaurant. The Red Mill is going to have a coloring activity for children as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a model of the water wheel to show how water can power
the mill.
The mill.
Oh, neat.
And this year we're having the Girl Scouts will be in, and they're having a coloring page also, and refreshments. Wonder what they can be from the Girl Scouts.
I don't know. They're running low on Victoria here. They're shutting down soon.
A lot of demonstrations, samplings, promotions, sales.
Mm-hmm. How does one know if I arrive at 9 o'clock or sometime in Clinton, how do I know which stores are participating?
Okay, we will have a handout
okay.
by street, and it lists every shop that is business that is part of it and what they will be doing.
Okay.
We also have a Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
Doing Clinton, and each day I post a business and link it with their Facebook or their website
mm-hmm.
and say what they will be doing. So if somebody went on right now, of the 46 businesses, probably 35 at least are up now.
Okay.
They can scroll and see what's going on.
All right. What do you suggest as the game plan, ladies, for somebody to navigate all 46 businesses? Or a majority of them?
Well, I would say to look over the handout
mm-hmm.
because some of them, like if it was my husband and I coming, we certainly would skip the children's things because
right.
we would come ourselves.
Sure.
If it's ladies alone, they may want to see Refined Day Spa and shop around a little bit.
Right.
And guys, we have not let you
didn't
out.
Didn't leave us out?
No.
Usually we find a park
Absolutely
bench.
Absolutely not.
Let
me
look at
tell
the
you about this one is really for the guys. Audio Video Synergy
uh-huh.
will be doing a laser projector demonstration. Now,
okay.
doesn't that sound really...
I don't,
intriguing.
I don't, it does, but I don't know exactly what
well,
it is.
Well, that's why you have to show up
oh,
and see it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And very Andy good. West from West Tech Computers is going to be, what's he going to be doing, Joan?
He is going to have an old computer.
Uh-huh.
He said he'll probably remove the keyboard so you could see inside of it.
An old laptop? Okay.
And then he can explain what might go wrong with a computer and how he can help you out.
I can fix it. All right. Very good. Awesome. Now, I know there's a number of other businesses that are involved in this besides the four. Here you said 46. Some of you are familiar with some of the other ones that are going on. So what are the other ones that you are familiar with that are taking place as far as the events are concerned? Tina?
Well, one of my neighbors, Amaryllis, which is a dress shop that opened, I think, just about a year ago,
uh-huh.
is participating. And as I phase out of the business, she is taking over a couple of my products.
Okay. So there's a little handshake going on.
Yeah,
That's
there
good.
Is. I'm very appreciative of what she's doing for me. Joan is taking over one of my products.
Uh-huh.
So, when people do come into town, and they do come into town for certain specific things,
right.
I will be able to educate them as to where to go, and it's a nice tie-in for doing Clinton also.
Excellent. Odelia?
Expanding, though, upon that, I have to say, our town, businesses have come and gone, but we shop owners know that there's certain products that people really want to have in town,
mm-hmm.
so when a business is closing, we're not scavengers or something like that, But we go, I want to pick that up when you leave. So then the locals especially have that continuity of the products.
Well, business is business, Joan. And it doesn't need to be cutthroat. But you do need to provide the product that people are looking for. That's the whole point of being in business.
Yes.
That's the reason Dewey & Clinton has been in its fourth year, is because, as we said a little earlier, the current 21st century shop, the customer, is looking for entertainment while shopping. That's why this is so successful. So knowing that a product is a good seller in your particular area speaks to the volumes of you guys being in touch with your customers. But it also speaks to the fact that you're not in competition with your shopkeepers so you're providing the service of offering that product, but you're not going to do it in competition with Tina's business until Tina decides that she doesn't want to do it anymore, which is what's happening.
Exactly.
That's very cool. Odelia, who else around you is doing stuff?
Well, you know, I'd like to mention audio-video synergy again.
Go
because,
ahead.
As you said, it is really all about entertainment.
Right.
And Dave, the owner of Audio-Video Synergy, is just a fabulous person and couldn't be a better neighbor. I'm actually located on the second floor of the building that he's in.
Okay.
And that is absolutely pure entertainment. When you walk into his store, he has televisions on all of the walls. You can go back into one of his sound rooms and listen to his great speaker systems. It's just, it is a truly an entertaining environment.
Okay.
So I'd like
you can
to
watch
get,
the
I'd like yeah,
you can watch a basketball game over there or something.
Yep, absolutely. So like as Joan said, Chips when the ladies are upstairs getting their manis and pedis done, the guys are downstairs watching some football.
Now that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You two, wow, you guys could be in a pretty good situation right there.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's kind of like going over to Flemington Furs. They always have the big screen over there while you're waiting for your wife to get her fur repaired or something like that.
There you go.
So that's very cool. So the audio-video synergy there into what? Home theaters?
High-end home theaters.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's a big 21st century thing, and it's changing as we speak. So
yeah.
getting up to speed on the latest technology, the latest LCD, LED televisions. We have there's OLED. There's now we have 4000 line. See now, you're in my ballpark. There's a super high definition now. So that's what I'm sure he has all those products there.
Yeah, he absolutely does. I purchased a television from him for Christmas as a gift to my husband. And not only do they stand behind their product, but when they made the delivery.
Yeah.
His folks came in, did the installation, and they just so professional.
That's heaven.
It was perfect.
That's awesome.
And of course, you know, the wife factor played a huge role in the installation, and I had to make sure that there were absolutely no wires showing. I don't want to see the speakers. I don't want to see the wires.
Oh, I know that one. Okay. All right, we're at a breaking point. We're going to come right back with more of Good Morning Hunter and talking to these ladies a little bit more about doing Clinton. We'll be right back right after this.
I was born in Clinton in 69, just up this hill and just in time for those lovely folks of mine to get a deduction. The younger bro, just two boys, breaking things and making noise, following the sound of joy without caution.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com. Talking to the folks of Doing Clinton. It's going to be this weekend, 9 to 4, on Saturday and Sunday. Noon to 4, excuse me. I was all getting my head of myself there. I was waiting for the wine tasting at 9. All right, so we have a couple more things we just want to chat about. When we were sitting here working through all the 46 businesses, Janet, you had a suggestion as to how to navigate all this.
I did, but then we also had another reminder of at 4 o'clock,
right.
There's going to be the chili cook-off at the Clinton Rescue Squad building.
Okay.
I don't know, are tickets available or you just go in? I'm not quite sure.
Either way, that event is sponsored by the newcomers of North Hunton Inn, and they will be selling tickets on Main Street during our event.
Good. Okay, great. So what I was thinking was if you started up by the Clinton Mill or by the and then worked your way down the Art Museum, and you could, to make sure that you capture all the businesses, you could hang a right-hand turn at the alley.
Dickens Lane.
Sorry.
You guys are in Clinton, right?
Yeah, we are. Hang a right at the Dickens Lane.
I know.
And then you can walk down along Old Route 22. There's a couple of stores, including mine, that are right there. You can make another left, and you can head on back up. Or if it's 4 o'clock, you can head off to the chili cook-off, which sounds amazing.
Excellent. I'm all excited about this now. You also have the opportunity, if you get on a pedometer, you can do a little health with this as well. So
exactly.
So get a little stop off, have some snacks and stuff, and work all that off at the same time. Joan, you were saying that this is not just old businesses, a lot of new ones as well. So we have an example right here of somebody who's been in business for 5 years, and you got ones that are up to 37, right?
Yes. We have three that I spoke to last week, Addicted Jeans and Accents by Mary.
Okay.
Mary has been in town for 35 years.
Wow.
Made to Order, another nice shop. They have a large variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, the owner, she's been there 37 years. And Chris, you mentioned before about Walter Hetzel,
right,
who has a framing art supply. He's been in town for 35 years.
That's
but
great.
Now we have new shops right next to me. What was the old toy shop last year is now Carrie Ann's Antiques and Sweet Shop.
Mm-hmm.
So she has antiques. They also sell furniture paint if you buy something old and need it painted.
Right.
And she has a sweet shop that's kind of like an old general store where you can pick penny candies by the pound.
Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about this. I got to find out if they have shoestring licorice. That's my downfall.
Oh, maybe. I'm not sure. Oh, my God. They had pallets come in of candy.
No.
They're right next to me, and there were pallets.
Now you got to walk that whole thing, or else you never get off.
Fabulous fudge, too.
Fabulous fudge.
On Saturday, another new shop opened, Solek Candle Works.
Mm-hmm.
So she has candles that she makes and lotions and soaps. Right next to her is Clinton Family Jewelers. Not that they're new, but for us ladies especially. She's having a 35% off all her silver and 25% off everything else in store. And I want to mention, because it is the Saturday and Sunday, Mother's Day is not that far away.
No, it's not.
So it's a nice way of shopping for Mother's Day, too.
Excellent. Very good. There's also entertainment that's going to be out on the streets, right?
Yes. On Saturday, Main Street Music, which is a music school, will be having some of the students play.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are as young as like 4 or 5, so it really is a neat, neat thing.
That's something that I've seen Clinton do in many different capacities, in Dickens Days, and the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's always entertainment going on, not only in the stores, but also on the streets as well. So it's
That's something special, because people can go to a mall and shop,
right?
But they could come to our town and be entertained as well as be shopping.
Excellent. Just a few more minutes left, and I wanted to ask this because, it's one thing for a customer to come on in and be entertained by you, the storekeeper. I was wondering if you had any stories or remarkable encounters with some customers during doing Clinton, or even not outside of doing Clinton, that you remember that were memorable. Mm-hmm.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I remember one woman came in with her mother, who was quite elderly and living in Glen Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular woman was looking through clothing, and she was attracted to a few pieces, and she tried them on, and she was buying them. And I asked her where she came from, and she was visiting from Jerusalem.
Wow.
So I was quite astonished.
So you're an international store.
Yes, we are international. I was quite astonished because in my way of thinking, living in Jerusalem with access to the best of European and Middle Eastern fashion, to come to Clinton to buy a few pieces of my clothing, I mean, I was really, proud of that.
That's great.
And she was a wonderful, wonderfully interesting woman with her stories.
Excellent. Excellent. Anybody else?
Well, being a consignment shop.
Yeah, we get you must have
people.
All sorts of crazy
we
stories.
We do, and we have we haven't got it up and running completely yet, but we keep talking about a YouTube and channel to create and get some of these people on film, because if any of you watch the American Pickers, I think we have it down better than them, even with the characters that come into my store, and good characters, you know, the stories, and people love to come. People love to come into my store and hang out, which is wonderful, but I do need to get work done. They feel so comfortable, and the stories that they tell is just, you want to put some of it down on paper. It's so special.
Wow, you could be like that TV show where people go with the antiques, right?
And the Antique Roadshow.
Antique Roadshow, that's it. That was the one I was looking for, right?
One of my favorite stories is we are the wine shop, right? One thing we sell, and if I sell it, it's fine, but we have samples of it. We sell flip books. So kids can be...
Oh, watching the video? Watching the animation?
Yeah, right.
I love those.
So we have samples of them also. Mom can shop and the children can play with them.
Uh-huh.
So people who are regulars, they're kids come in and they go right for them, you know.
It's like
and
comic books.
Last yeah. month, two ladies came in, and their children were like 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the one boy says, now remember, we're the wine shop. The one boy says, Mommy, this is my favorite shop in
there
town.
Excellent. Oh, my. Do you have any
stories?
Story that sticks out?
Not particularly a story, but I think just to compliment Joan,
mm-hmm.
Doing Clinton brings in the best of the best from our community. So I just want to say thank you to Joan for doing everything that she's done to help us promote our town.
Yep.
And it's just a shout out to you, Joan.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Joan, it sounds like it's working great, and we could spend another hour just talking about how you evolved it and all that, but the real game plan and the strategy and target today is go out there and find out what doing Clinton's all about. We finally got the weather to break, and it sounds like all the shopkeepers are on board, 46 of them, to participate and grow Clinton above and beyond what it already is. So let's go around real quick and say goodbye to everybody. Tina, where's your shop once again?
We're Eloquence at 18 Main Street,
mm-hmm.
right down the block from the museum.
All right. And Janet?
We are Rogues Gallery. We're located at 25 Old Highway 22 in Clinton,
right
sort of next to the butcher, who's also got a great business.
Excellent. And you'll be stationed over with
We will be stationed over by Joan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Odelia?
We are Refined Day Spa and Salon, located at 33 Main Street.
Which is a beautiful building.
It is an absolutely gorgeous building. So don't
When I go down the street, I'm just going to see, there's going to be a building, I go, that's the one, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And so don't wait until you go on vacation to pamper yourself.
No, absolutely not.
We're there.
Excellent.
Tuesday through Saturday.
And Joan, where are you located?
We're located at 20 Main Street,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of mid-street.
All right, 28 Main Street. Very good. Pleasure having you all on. Good luck this weekend, and make it happen, and look forward to having you guys on in the fall again to talk more about doing Clinton in the fall. That's Doing Clinton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning, same time. Vincent Arlino says, never say I should have. Well, start planning your Doing Clinton event this Saturday and Sunday from noon to 4. And then, hey, go and check out the Chili Cook-Off. Learn what Clinton is all about, because it's all about community. The Rotary Hour is up next. I'll be back again tomorrow. Got thank yous to Michelle, to Al War, to Joan, Odelia, Tina, and Janet. Good morning, Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntingChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Manhattan's district attorney says Apple